The sweet and comforting presence of Holy Spirit be with you all. Just to make you aware, guys, I've been working rather full-time on the thumb drive contents and on the album. So if you notice that I miss a couple of messages, please understand it's because I'm way over my head in work. But we're almost done. The album is up for production and the thumb drive, well, still working on that a little bit. It's going to be a very big download. It'll take time to download that onto your own thumb drives. And you'll be able to do that, and we'll give you a link for that when it's completed, which should be by Monday. And you can either order a thumb drive from Amazon, the cost of which will be just the cost of shipping and handling. We're not making any money on these. We're not interested in making money. We're interested in getting the word out. So you'll be able to order that just for the cost of shipping and handling. We've had donors come forward and contribute to that project, so you wouldn't have to pay for it. And interestingly enough, it turns out that that thumb drive is twice as much as the album, but it has an awful lot of material in it. Just be patient while it downloads if you're going to make your own thumb drives. That said, I guess you could probably put two and two together and figure out I also got into prayer late last night. Oh my goodness, I miss having ample time for prayer. I miss being with the Lord for long periods of time. And last night, Holy Spirit predominated, and I think that's because the Lord is really, really tied up with preparations for taking his bride and bringing as many souls as possible to him before it all breaks loose. And when I came into prayer for several minutes, the Lord allowed me to see himself covered, just totally covered in blood, the way that he appears in that movie, The Passion. It was just blood from head to toe. And it was just unbelievable, unbelievable, the condition of his body. He is suffering so much right now, guys, so much. For that reason, Holy Spirit took his place during my prayer time. But I know that he's gathering up souls, and he's also watching all the doings of men that is going to result in the most tragic, tragic loss of life and souls that's ever happened on this earth, because this earth is far more populated now than it was in the time of Noah. Holy Spirit was the one who showed up for prayer time tonight. Last night my head was spinning, as usual, whenever I have to interface with the world a lot. I began our time together. It took a long time for you to pry me away, Holy Spirit, from my busy work and spinning mind. Oh, thank you, dear God, for rescuing me from myself and the world. My sweetheart dwelling family, I have to tell you, Holy Spirit is a wonderful man. Very clean cut, blonde hair, blue eyes, tall and slightly Nordic looking. He is a total gentleman, totally focused on love, totally ours, in a very unique and pure way. He's both yours and mine individually. And I have to take a moment here, guys, to mention something, because there's been some terrible lying and slandering against the relationship that we have with Holy Spirit and with Jesus. So I'm going to take a moment to establish something again, something that somehow my critics don't seem to be able to hear, though I've said it so many times before. While the relationship with Jesus and Holy Spirit is very, very romantic, it's even more pure, and never is there a hint of impropriety or sexual innuendos. Jesus is a virgin, and so is Holy Spirit, and anyone who cannot see or receive that needs a grace to deliver them from unclean obsessions with sex. God is pure. Love for God is pure. And if you ever have any hints of sexual behavior, understand you're dealing with either a demon or your own mind that needs deliverance. So people who take these messages and twist them to be sexual have serious psychological problems, and they need help. Please pray for them. There's no sex in heaven, just to reiterate what I've told you so many times before. There's no sex in heaven. There's no sexual relationship with any vision of heaven, God, the angels, or the saints. If you're seeing something like that, you're looking at a demonic manifestation. Rebuke it and renounce it in the name above all names, in the name of Jesus. And if you must, call upon the holy angels to remove those filthy, unclean creatures. So that said, I can continue on with this message, knowing that you're not going to take it the wrong way. Holy Spirit is a wonderful man, very clean cut, blonde hair, blue eyes, tall and slightly Nordic looking. He's a total gentleman, totally focused on love and totally ours, in a very unique way, both yours and mine, individually. As I've explained before, there is an imprint from God. This is what I've been instructed in. There's an imprint from God, a combination of unique attributes that each of us possesses, and none of us is identical. For that reason, God finds consolation in each of our unique personalities, and you satisfy his longing for love and worship in a way that no other soul can. He longs for you to see him as the God he is, in the form of a man, and for you to cultivate your own relationship with him, the Comforter. It's taken me a long, long time to finally accept his person in the image of a man. For years, I kept him at arm's length, but he continued to try and break through all my silly fears. Tonight, I finally relaxed with him as we danced and just fell head over heels in love with him. Oh, how gentle he is. He gave me lots of time to adjust to his person rather than dancing with Jesus. Sweet Lord, please speak to us. The Holy Spirit began. In my arms, you can be totally at home and rest. I love to saturate your mind with holy thoughts, with peace, with understanding of the scriptures, and the profound love I have for you. For far too long, I have been seen as a bird. Yet truly I am made in the image of a man, not with feathers, but with flesh and skin, just like you. For we have made you in our image, and we each long to enter into a deep, abiding relationship of worship and holy conversation with you. My heart is to instruct and edify each of you, keeping you company and companionship, as it is written of me, when Jesus said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. These things I have spoken to you, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. That's John 14. So Holy Spirit continued here, do not be afraid to approach me. Don't you realize I am with you always? Speaking to you constantly, arranging circumstances in your lives from moment to moment, and even giving you the right words and attitudes when you need counsel. Boy, I can really feel him helping me tug away from my flesh when I lose it. When you lose something, call upon my help. You know, guys, I take a side here. I've been doing that. I don't care if it's a computer that is messing up, or if I lost something, we won't talk about that tooth. I think that's the exercise in humility, which I need pretty badly. So I prayed and asked him to help me, but we never found it. But most of the time when I lose something, I ask Holy Spirit, please show me where I put it. And within a second, I spot whatever it was I was looking for. He is amazing. Don't forget to ask him to help you find things. It really works. So I'll continue on with what he was saying. When you face situations beyond your sphere of understanding, ask of me, and I shall give you liberally all you need. And I wanted to say I picked up some kind of silly virus on my computer, a search engine that signs you into all your accounts. That's not good. I was very foolish and pressed the yes install button, and bang, I had this thing on my computer, and I couldn't manage my home page or anything. And Ezekiel came over and laid hands on me and said, "Holy Spirit, please show her how to get rid of that." And the next moment, I went into my Firefox browser settings and I got rid of it. It was amazing because I had looked this up on the internet. Other people have struggled and struggled to get rid of this thing, and they can't because the folders are hidden in the computer. They don't have the same name. So that's the kind of thing that Holy Spirit will do for you. He's just amazing. He knows everything. I know a lady in Montana who had problems with her car, and she had to put in a new engine. She didn't know anything about mechanics. She knew nothing. But the Lord told her in prayer that he would instruct her on how to put the engine in. And would you believe she did it all by herself? Amazing. Just amazing. So he can do anything. He has all the knowledge that we need at any one time. And you know, the Lord has said in the scriptures, anyone who asks for wisdom, I'll give it to them. Just ask. Okay, continuing on, Holy Spirit said, "So many, many times you are listening to me, but thinking that it's your own voice in your own mind, when in fact I am infusing you with my understanding. Expect me to answer you when you have questions. Expect me to help you when you need to find things. Expect me to coach you through situations and even start your car when it stalls. Send someone to help you when you have a flat or inspire others to extend help when it's needed. All you need to do is ask. I'm right here with you. You see, I too am with you always. We are inseparable, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Where one is, so is the other. There is no hour in the day or night that I'm not with you, and even speaking to you. Learn to recognize my presence that is continually with you. I rush on my servants with knowledge, wisdom, prophecy, virtue, and so many other things, too numerous to mention. Why? Because you need me. Because I was promised to you. And God never breaks his promise. The only reservation you should have concerning me is not to ever grieve me. Yes, truly, I am a gentleman. And gossip, impure conversation, bearing false witness, stealing, and sexual sins, I cannot bear to be around, and so I withdraw from those who practice these things. I'm ever so sensitive to the wounding of other souls when they are not present to defend themselves, or even at all. I hate to see anyone hurt. I am so easily grieved by talk about my vessels unto honor, and when you begin that kind of detraction, I have no other recourse than to withdraw from you. So please, do not run me off. Watch your heart particularly carefully. Watch what you listen to and what you look at. Keep your mind pure. Keep your thoughts pure. Avoid judging others. Your heart should be a dwelling place fit for me." And that was the end of his message. And I want to talk a little bit, just for a moment, about the Trinity. I've spoken with many Muslims that God is one. There's no such thing as three persons. This whole concept came when the Lord incarnated. It was always true, because if you go back to Genesis, even in the Quran, we will make man in our image. That's plural. So, New Agers would say, well, that's space people talking, you know. But no, that's God talking, and he's talking about the three manifestations that he has, the three different forms that he manifests in, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And this is how I describe it to people who have a problem with the oneness of the Trinity. Take an egg, for example. You have a shell, you have a yolk, and you have a white. So it's still an egg. It's only one egg. It just has three parts. So the shell is the part that you see. And you could equate that with Jesus, because he incarnated for you to see him. The yolk you could take as the Father, the creative part of the egg. And the white you could take as Holy Spirit, a nourishing part of the egg. So you see, there's three natures in one God. And why did the Lord do this? Very simply, when you go back to early times, in order to have a relationship with man, there had to be respect. And so in the early days, there was quite a bit of tremendous power associated with God. And he was unapproachable, like Mount Sinai. If anyone who sets a foot on this mountain will instantly die, that's in Exodus. That became the personality of God, the I Am. But then Jesus incarnated to redeem us from our sin natures, because man had sinned. And there was no way he could restore himself. So Jesus incarnated, and in doing that, he unfolded the nature of God right before our very eyes. The compassion, the mercy, the love, the long-suffering. Oh my goodness, he gave us so many lessons. So many lessons in the nature of love, which is the true nature of a father. So the relationship changed with Jesus from the old covenant to the new covenant and the revealing of the true nature of love of the Father. But Jesus could not leave us alone, so the Father sent his Spirit. And even now he dwells within us, as it is written in John, the 14th chapter. Another way that you can see how this works, just by looking at a human being: a man has a body. He has a soulish nature with his thoughts and emotions. And he has a spirit, the very essence of his being. There's three parts there, just the way the Trinity is, but it's still one man. So for any of you who have been struggling with the Trinity and the concept of the Trinity, I hope this helps. The Lord bless you all, and understand that I'm working full-time getting things together for the thumb drive, which should be done on Monday, and then the messages will be a little bit more consistent. Love you all, and thank you for being on our channel. The Lord bless you. May you experience the sweet consolation of Holy Spirit and cultivate your own relationship with him, which is his heart's desire.